Morning Session on 91.7 FM, KRTU, San Antonio.
I think it was November 23rd, 2001. And then that weekend, they held a two-day festival they had Robert Lockwood Jr. there. They had Steve James. Guy Forsythe was there. And they were on the rooftop of the parking garage. The next night, they were inside doing it. It was a real big festival. And we're continuing the tradition now more in a single venue style. Although we would like, eventually we may have a special celebration when we get to our 40th year of celebrating the Robert Johnson essay sessions, which is a pretty big deal. I'm hoping that the city one day is really going to recognize not only the work that Robert Johnson did, but the other musicians that came in town here during the early days of, you know, the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, coming down to do the recordings of the Race records, which is how Robert got the contract with the New York firm, with the ABC company. And they recorded in two rooms over the span of 3 days. And in those 3 days, Robert Johnson was spent a night as a guest of the city of San Antonio, spent a little bit of time in jail. And it's amazing to think that for him, it was just coming here, making some money, next year going up to Dallas, making some money, and then he passes away, and then his music is remembered. And I think we have a lot of people to thank for that across the pond over there in England when they got a hold of these records. And it seems like the guys really heard something that they were wanting to hear. Some, I don't want to call it the angry blues, but more like the real-life music, Why's My Baby on the Other Side of Town? And I think that really struck a chord with people, and you had some brilliant musicians, and they brought it over, and it rekindled a lot of the blues scene over here. We had our own people that were playing it, but it seemed like it gave it an extra push that was really important to the blues music area now. We've got a lot of good artists that are doing blues. It's getting a lot of exposure. And what we want to do at the San Antonio Blues Society is to let the young people know that there is this kind of music. We have musicians such as Anthony Earfood, some of our Johnny Cockrell, some of our other bands will go out to schools and they will perform. And as you know, Corey, when a young student comes up, and ask one of our artists, how did you do that? And how do you make that sound? Well, in sales, we call that a buy-in sign. You know,
right.
The school comes on, talks to the child's parents and says, your child has an interest in music. You know, it might be something that we look at. And that's that is a big, big part of our missions in the community is to let the young people know about this the great blues music. And if you hear Anthony here, Anthony and Willow and Gage are two of our great accomplishments that the Blues Society did as far as bringing recognition, having them on stage,
and
awarding scholarships. These are the kind of young people that were like good manners, good in school. They do what they're supposed to do,
and they practice.
Yeah, and they practice. And it's a lot of it is shredding. A lot of it is playing loud volume. But as you hear with Anthony here, a lot of it is some real intricate beauty. And to me, you hear a lot of studying and a lot of appreciation there. And this is what we want people to know about. And we really want to let the parents know that, we appreciate you giving the children the opportunity to learn about music. And, you know, even though in the beginning it might be a little bit rough to listen through it, if it's something that's important to them, they will continue with it. I remember in 1965, my father was in Vietnam. My mom had music on all the time. And I think it was a real big impact on me because I started recognizing patterns and I knew when things would repeat. And my natural calling, I think, was for engineering. Well, there's a lot of common things between music and math and engineering that's real interesting. And then if a young mind can get a hold of that, boy, there's no limits. And once again, Anthony is a beautiful example of that.
Right on. And so will there be a student involvement this year at the Robert Johnson Essay Sessions?
Well, it's part of the reason why we wanted to have Anthony on the ticket. This is sort of our big kickoff for the 2024 Sam Baird Scholarship, which we will be awarding at our Fiesta show in April.
Okay.
And people have already been donating to the scholarship fund. This is our big show. We produce two shows ourselves through the support of our sponsors and our members. That's the Fiesta show and the Robert Johnson show. So we kick it off. We're going to have a silent auction at the show looking to raise funds, and we've received so much support from our members and the guests and the people who show up. But we've also received a lot of support from our parents. It was about a year ago, Anthony said, you know, I'm picking up some Robert Johnson. I'm putting some effort into learning it. And when you have a young person do this and you have so many other types of music that are out there, and to hear this, that I want to go further back to the roots. Willow and Gage on stage one time said something remarkable. It's like, young people, you need to listen to how these guys are playing it. They're playing it right.
That's right.
It's not necessarily about the shredding, but we never put a limit on what we want them to play. If they want to bang, perfect. You know, they're playing music, they're doing what they love. Just practice at it and just get real good at it. But it was a neat thing when I guess it was around 2010 when Anthony started showing up for the jams, and he would bring his father, Big Tony. Got to do a special shout out to Big Tony. And he would come up and play. He was kind of shy to start with, played good rhythm, and then started coming up with some good leads. And a great thing was the time he came up and he said, you know what, I think I'd like to sing a song today. And it was really good. He was received well by the fellow artists. They saw him out there every time. They saw how serious he took the jams. It's not just going up there and playing. It's playing with other people.
Yeah.
And he did real good at it, and was an integral part of a group that we had. We called the Blue Utes. I really can't think of a better way to market the San Antonio Blues Society than to have some good young musicians up there, good manners, soft-spoken, and they really practice, and they play their instruments so well, and they sing so well, to let people know that, hey, this is what we're about here, a nonprofit, San Antonio Blues Society. And Anthony's a great poster child for that, as well as our others. We've got winners who are at the Berklee School of Music now. Others have graduated. They're sending thank yous and everything. But the big support comes from the parents. It's like I mentioned Big Tony, and then there were shows where his mom, Glory, and his sister, Natasha, came out, totally giving him support, clapping on for him when he's up there kind of nervous on the stage. It's good to see friendly faces. But we really want to thank the parents for all their hard work and letting their children find out about music, letting them grow into it. And I tell you what, when we do award those scholarships in April, Corey, it's such a neat thing to see, because the proudest people there are the parents. It's as if they just won $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's my kid up there getting a scholarship, all the hard work that we put into it, all the work that the child put into it. It's a beautiful scene.
Right on. And the admission, as well as if somebody wants to get a booth, all of that goes to the scholarship fund eventually, right?
Yes, with a great arrangement. We got to thank Sam's Burger Joint. Eric and the staff there, and Abel, they've given us a real good deal. We are able to collect the gate. The money then, of course, as you said, goes into the coffers for our scholarship and our Blues in the School program. Unfortunately, fortunately, all the booths have been purchased, but there still may be tables available, and there is regular seating available. Tickets are up online. You can go to Sam's Burger Joint. We'd like it if you would go to the San Antonio Blues Society, click on the Robert Johnson page. There's some good bios, information about the performers, and you can still buy your tickets there.
Great. And in case you just joined us, we're speaking with Victor DeValentino with the SA Blues Society and hearing some music from A. Wright, and letting you know about the Robert Johnson SA Sessions coming up November 19th. That's this Sunday. You can be a part of it. Doors at 1 o'clock. Performances starting at 2 o'clock. And also Van Wilkes. I haven't seen him in years, so that's cool that he's coming to play.
Yeah, Van has not played. It might be more than 8 or 10 years. Bobby Mack has not been here for a while.
Yeah.
And it's the whole thing about the traveling. We travel from the Delta to come over to San Antonio to record. That's what these artists are doing. And, you know, we look at a band and they're having a great show, and in our heads we're thinking, well, they're going to have a great time, they're going to have a great party afterwards. No, it's loading the van back up, getting into the van with your stinky three friends, and driving another 10 miles to the next gig.
Absolutely.
And it's a rough life on these guys. I really learned that from our time that we spent with Guitar Shorty when he would come in town. He had vans that, I mean, 600,000-800,000 miles on them. And but I tell you what, he would get dressed up for the show, and he would put on a two-hour extravaganza. And Van Wilkes is coming back. He's coming back from Europe just so he can make this show. He's up in Austin, right up the road on 281 in Blanco is Bobby Mack, and right up the road on 35 in Shirts. Are you in Shirts or Soma?
Yeah, Shirts.
In Shirts is Anthony Wright. So we've got our own little blues trail here. It's right around our area. Mm-hmm. And we want people to know about the beautiful music that we have with these artists that are right in our neighborhood here. And this is a great way to show it. It's $20 for the show. And as Corey said, all the money is going to go for scholarships, Blues in the School. We're also going to have a silent auction. We're going to have some guitars for sale. And we'd love to see the people there. We've got some cool shirts, new merchandise to sell. If you can, bring a little bit extra, help out with the scholarship fund. But come by and see three great musicians. We've got two legends, and we've got a legend in the making.
Right on. You mentioned Guitar Shorty. I'll never forget Guitar Shorty crawling through his trailer looking for his boots and his strap, and it took him about 25 minutes as he was like sort of sifting through all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he gets up there, and you think he's exhausted, you know, and he's like, he looks so tired, and then he gets up and he just like completely shreds.
We had an amazing time with our first experience with Guitar Shorty. Yeah, he was in Austin. He had to go to Houston to get his band, so my brother Scott told Shorty, we needed to make sure he was going to be in town at the time. Scotty drives from San Antonio to Houston, to three different parts of town that he doesn't know, in the rain, to pick up the artist, brings him back here just in time to start, and bless Shorty's soul. He sang a song specifically for Scott, just for going and getting his guys.
Man.
He put on an amazing show, walked around the campus and everything, and It was a beauty to watch, and you look at the man's hands, and you saw the millions of miles of guitar licks that guy played. And it's just you're in awe of it. And that's the same thing when you look at these guys who play. They may not have the flamboyance, but it's in their soul. It's just as important. And we need people to be out there to look at them, to listen to music, and to say thank you for that. We have an opportunity coming up this Sunday afternoon.
That's right. Van Wilkes at 4:30, Bobby Mack at 3:15. And at 2 o'clock to open the shows. Hey, right. Hey, I'd love to hear another tune if you got it in you before we go.
Sure can.
All right. So Anthony Wright on guitar and vocals live here in the studio. It will be opening up the show this Sunday at 2 o'clock at Sam's Burger Joint.
All right. Got to make sure I get this right. I got for those of you who can't see, which is everybody tuning in, I have a harmonica with me. And last time I did a show with this particular device. I was doing a songwriter show out in Marble Falls, and when I literally went to set it up and bring it up and whatnot, the whole thing just fell apart.
It fell apart.
Right. Yeah, in front of everybody. It's like, all right, well, I guess we're just not going to use that today.
Well, at least here in radio, nobody will see that happen. We can fake it.
Oh, they'll probably hear it.
I have Kendall. Maybe Kendall could just hold it up to your mouth or something.
It seems to be working today, but all right. So this one here, I'm planning on doing this one with the band on Sunday. This is a original song of mine called If You Want Me To. I could love you all the night. I could hold you in my arms, secure but not too tight. I could get you smiling if you're feeling blue. I could be your loving man if you want me to. I could be your true companion. I'd be happy to bend an ear, smooth out any problems and wipe away your tears. 'Cause life's far too short to sit and pound and stew. I'll get you right back on track, yeah, if you want me to. And I'm no looker, I understand. I know I might not be a part of your plan, but if you grab my hand, I'll take you to the sky. You can't knock me until you try. I will never leave you lonely, that I guarantee. When you call my name, you know just where I'll be. Causing you pain, oh, I'll never do. I'll be your long-time companion if you want me to.
Right, live in the studio here. And that was that little something you put together recently, or what is that tune?
Probably about a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah, sometime about last year.
So an original piece.
Yeah.
All right. Something that we also take great pride in here at KRTU is local musicians with their own original music too. And being in the blues, you know, it seems like it's been done so much. But at the same time, you know, if you just put a little creativity into it, you're not reinventing the wheel so much as doing something completely unique and your own, your own personality. Yeah.
Well, and it is true. It can be a little difficult, but sometimes, yeah, if you just kind of noodle around with it, there are different ways that you can come up with something that's
sure.
that's a bit, you know, that's unique and a little different.
Yeah,
so it's not the same old, you know.
That's the beauty of being an original artist too. So, A. Wright will be on the bill with Bobby Mack as well as Van Wilkes at Sam's Burger Joint. Thanks for stopping by today, Mr. Wright.
Absolutely, it was a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and thank you, Victor, for coming by too. Victor DiValentino with the SA Blues Society.
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it. And want to thank everybody for their support out there. And Sunday afternoon, we could really use you at Sam's Burger Joint. We already looked at it. The Cowboys are going to be playing Carolina, so it's not that important of a game.
Uh-huh.
We're going to start it. Come on down to Sam's. Get your lunch down there, and we promise we're going to get you started home before the sun sets too deep. It's going to be a great Sunday afternoon show, and we got three great entertainers for everybody. Folks, please come on by, show your appreciation for these great artists, and help us get that 2024 scholarship fund going.
All right. Let's hear another cut from Robert Johnson. All right. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you, Corey.
Thank you.
KRTU Media.